Hello? Hello? Why is it so dark in here? Hey, are you in there? If you are, I'm opening the door in 3 seconds. So make sure you're decent, okay? 3, 2, 1. Oh, you are in here. Good. Sorry if you were sleeping or something, but it's unusual for it to be so quiet in here on a weekend. You're usually up talking to your friends or something, so I wanted to make sure you were alive, I guess. And, you know, nothing happened. Like in that movie we just watched last weekend with that break-in and that spooky-ass killer and the... Are you okay over there? Are you crying? Hey! What's wrong? This isn't something. I don't think I've ever heard you do that, let alone seen a tear roll down your cheek before. Nothing? Sure doesn't sound like nothing. Sounds like a lot of something. A lot of really painful, overwhelming something. I don't know what's got you so messed up right now, but you know you can talk to me, right? It doesn't seem fine. I am worried, okay? I've never seen you like this. I'll be honest, I don't like it. Come on, who or what's got you hurting like this? I know you aren't one to talk about your feelings all that often, and normally, I'd be okay with that. There have been plenty of times where you made some offhanded comment, and I tried to press you on it, but you'd just brush it off as a joke. It's just who you are, I'd say. Plenty of guys out there just like you. I know you've been taught through one means or another that you shouldn't talk about your emotions to others. Maybe you were hurt by someone you let in before. Maybe you've always felt like those you talked to didn't really care about what you had to say. Or maybe you simply never thought you were allowed to feel those feelings of sadness and grief as a man. Toxic masculinity be fucking damned. It hurts all of us. True enough, they are your feelings, and you're the only one who can process them in the end. I can't do that for you. Just like you can't process my emotions when I let them out to you. But that doesn't mean all those little rant sessions didn't help me figure them out a little. Look, I know I can't make you talk to me. But it would mean a lot to me if you'd let me in, even just a little. We've been roommates for over a year now, and you've sat through so much of my ranting and raving that I sometimes feel like I need to start getting you a little thank you card or something after each session with how much of your time I must be taking up. I kid, of course. But I really want to properly return the kindness. I can just wait here for a little bit until you're ready, if that's what you want. Or would you rather I go wait out on the couch? I can step out for a moment if you need to breathe a little and catch your thoughts. Don't go. Okay, I won't go anywhere. How about I come sit down next to you? Do you mind? I'm gonna be right here when you need me, okay? Take all the time you need to find your words. We have all night. Bex and I left the party early. The whole thing was completely blown from the start. Most everyone was already wasted by the time we got there. And those that weren't were just some frat douches looking to score. I figured I'd have way more fun hanging out here with you than spending any more time getting hit on by those Phi Beta Kappa dicks. God, the nerve of this one dick in particular who came up to me, I can't even believe the gall that some people have these days. You get born with some good genetics and hit the gym, and all of a sudden you think you're God's last gift to the world. And I'm sorry. This was supposed to be about you, and there I go, popping off on some random douche from the party. Even if you say it's okay, I'm still gonna apologize. Do I like big men? I mean, I don't dislike guys with big muscles. They aren't everything, you know. Muscles don't listen to my problems. Muscles can't make me laugh. I mean, they literally do because of the contractions and physiological response to the diaphragm. Sorry. Regardless, muscle guys might be nice to look at every now and then, but there's so much more to a guy than how built he is. Too many guys get caught up on this idea that as long as they have an impressive set of abs and some decent biceps, they can score any girl they want. It's not true. Not everyone's chasing after someone for how often they go to the gym. Girls are looking for someone who takes care of themselves. Going to the gym is a good way to show you take care of yourself, physically, but there's so much more involved in taking care of yourself than being able to bench press 305. Like what? Like being in touch with your emotions, being able to cry over them? I know that breaking down in the middle of the night might not seem like a good thing, but it means you can still feel hurt. You can feel your anxiety. You haven't become numb to the world around you. If you stopped caring and stopped crying and stopped feeling, that would mean you've given up on yourself. If tears can roll down your cheeks, congratulations, you're still alive. It means you still believe in a dream or a goal or an idea so strongly, so passionately, so vehemently that it makes you double over and suffer because of it. I know that might sound awful, but it's what being alive is about. Pulling the hurt and pain, suffering inwards and rebuilding it into something beautiful. It's what it means to be human. And I can tell you've been suffering for a long, long time. It shows in your pretty face. You try to keep it hardened up around strangers out of fear of the unknown. But there's this immense warmth underneath, ready to break through when you think you can bring out a little bit of joy into someone else's life. You're always the first with the jokes that make the whole room burst out laughing. No, it wasn't that funny, guys. You always try to downplay compliments people give you whenever you help out. Oh, it's nothing, you say, but I can see that little fire of pride in your eyes. You want to accept the love and kindness around you, but you're afraid to be seen, afraid to be hurt. I see it when you're around me all the time. It's one of the reasons I've been really glad I picked you as my roommate. You're easy to talk to. You're a great listener. You always know just what to say when I need it the most. You've been such a great a great friend to me over this last year, and it has meant the world to me to have you be there for me like you have been. Of course, you can always be honest with me. Look at me. Don't go quiet on me now. I told you. You can talk to me about anything. Because of me? What do you mean, because of me? Hey, it's all right. Just breathe for a second, okay? You're free to cry as much as you need, but if there's something going on between us, I just want to know what's up. Shit, the last thing I want in this world is to be causing you more pain. If you feel that way, if you're... I mean, you've always been such a good boy to me that... That I... Yes, I meant that. You've always been such a good boy to me. Every shitty day, every problem I come home with, you are more than ready when I walk through the door to help me out in any way you can. You're always such a helper on the house whenever something needs done, and you've always got this this goofy ass smile on your face when I ask you to do something with me. At first, I chalked it up to you just wanting to help out your roomie to build the vibes up, but as time went on and we spent more time together on that couch than with any other girl or guy I know, I couldn't stop myself from thinking that maybe it was a bit more than just some roommates looking to waste time together. I think I might have an idea what those feelings you have are about. Are they more like you might want this? How do you... I mean, I didn't misread, right? No? Good. Then I can tell you, I've thought about what your lips would feel like pressed against mine. And it was everything I thought it would be. Well, the tears weren't part of it. But it's not a problem. Can I get you a tissue to dry up your face a little? I'll be right back. Let me just... There. Much better. You've got such an adorable face, and you've been such an important part of my life for the better part of us knowing each other. I've rolled the idea around in my mind, confessing to you, that is, and I told myself I shouldn't, because it would be a bad idea, but I'm guessing by that touch on my thigh that you don't mind, right? Oh, but what? Oh god, did I make it weird? Did I read it all wrong? You're... What? Hey! It's okay. No, it's all okay. I don't care about your body in that way. I don't care if you're shorter than me. I don't care if you aren't some jacked up muscle boy. Didn't I say earlier that not everyone is looking for a big gym bro? I want someone who values me as a person and doesn't just see me as a future tally mark on their body count. What I want is a good boy. And that's exactly what you are. You are a sweet, innocent, good boy. You can pretend you aren't all you want. But I can see it in the way you act when you think no one's watching. Good boys like you deserve to be treated the way you treat others. You've gone on a while without any of that, haven't you? May I try and make up for lost time? How? Okay. Stop me if you disagree, okay? First, a forehead kiss. It's the number one reward for being a good boy. Recognition for your actions and words in the form of gentle physical appreciation. Second, a kiss on your lips. Good boys who go above and beyond get one of these. And you've gone beyond more times than I can count. So, if you'd like, I want to give back to you all the kisses you've missed out on. Good boys always have the softest lips. And you are the best good boy there is. Always there for me. Always taking care of me. And I've left you so alone during all that. I'm sorry, my good boy. I hope this can make up for that. Would you mind if I held you? Yeah? Okay, let me just swing myself up onto the bed here and slide in next to you. There. Hi. I'm so glad to see you smiling again. You have the cutest little smile. Perfect for the cutest good boy there is. Now that I've got you right where I want you, with nowhere for you to go, I'm gonna run my hands all over this adorable body of yours and show you there's nothing wrong with it. I'll start up here on your cheek. And gently run my hand down to your chin so I can tilt your face up for some more. More of this. Then I'll run it down your neck. Do you feel my nails as they drag down your neck and up your shoulder? You've got goosebumps from that. I take it you like that feeling, cutie? Good. From now on, that's the only whimpering I want to hear out of you, okay? If you ever feel like you're gonna end up like the way I found you, I want you to come find me. Call me, text me, whatever it is, and I'll be there. Promise me you'll do that. Promise me, and I'll keep going. That's my good boy. From your shoulder, I'm gonna go across your back and down to your waist. So I can pull you even closer to me, and oh, what's going on down here? What's this pressed up against me? There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Like I've been saying, good boys should be rewarded for all that they do, and I'd say there's still so much catching up I have to do. I think fucking you might be a good start. What do you think? Shit. Oh my god. I'm sorry. That was a little aggressive of me. I completely forgot that you've never done that before. When I saw your flushed face with those adorable little gasps coming out, something took over. Let me try that again. My dear, sweet, good boy, would you allow me the privilege of taking your virginity? Promise I'll walk you through the whole thing. Hey, you can say no if you'd rather wait. I don't want to force you into this. Your speed, okay? You want to? What? You have to say it. What do you want? Oh, I'd be more than happy to do that. Let me say, though, since I'll be giving you instructions, I need you to pay attention and do everything that I tell you, okay? You can stop me at any time if something makes you uncomfortable or if anything gets too overwhelming. Is that fair? Wonderful. Then we can start with getting these clothes out of the way. How about your top to start? My darling, I want this experience to be perfect for you. If you'd rather leave your shirt on, I'm not going to say no. We can work on getting you more comfortable with that in the future. Because I want to be able to drink all of you in someday. No worries, baby. You don't mind if I take my shirt off, right? Perfect. I'm going to hop out of bed for a moment, just so I can strip down. During that time, I need you to do two things, okay? Keep your eyes on me and keep yourself hard. I want you to gently play with yourself while you watch me. I'm sure you're familiar with what to do down there. No. Leave your sweatpants pulled up. Slide your hand under the waistband and stroke yourself inside them. Plenty of room in there for you to do that. I'll be over to get them out soon enough. For now, wrap your hand around the head and slowly slide your hand up and down. Just like that. Good. Now, eyes on me. Do you like this outfit I wore tonight? You should. It's the one you helped me pick out a month ago. Cheap, ripped skinnies and this thrifted cropped sweater. Nothing special about it at all, but I can still remember the way that you were looking at me when I first put it on. The way that your eyes were running up and down my body, devouring every inch of me. The way your gaze made me feel in such a simple outfit was incredible. I bet you think I didn't notice that. Do you want to know something? I got myself off that same night to the thought of you ripping me out of those clothes. Aww, what's wrong? You've stopped jerking. Did the image of me coming my brains out in the next room over almost push you over the edge? Don't come just yet. Come on. Keep stroking. Slowly. Slowly now. As long as your hand keeps moving, my clothes will keep coming off. Good boy. For that, the top comes off. Oh, you almost look a little disappointed. Were you hoping I wasn't wearing a bra? Were you hoping to see my tits on full display for you? Not yet, my sweet. Layers, sweetie. Layers. Next comes the pants, and God, they'll be a little tricky to get pulled off this ass of mine. This ass that you've been sneaking glances at any chance you can get. I've seen those too. You know, I didn't ask to be born with a perfect ass. I'm not complaining. I don't think you are either. Let me turn around while I pull these off so you can see every single inch that gets exposed. Since I won't be able to keep my eye on you, you better not stop stroking while I do this. Not that I expect my good boy to disobey me. Ready? I'll just slip my thumbs through the loops here and tug them down so slowly. Watch them just peel down my cheeks, pulled so taut against them. Can you see the top of my panties? A peach-colored thong wrapped around my peach. Another inch, and I'd say I'm halfway out. Do you like what you'd see? Is this perfect ass as delectable as you thought it would be? If you could, I bet you'd love to run your tongue across every last bit of me. Down my pants go a little more, and now my whole ass is out. If I tug upwards in the waistband, a little really makes it pop, doesn't it? Now, to take these all the way off, all needs a bend all the way over until I'm practically touching my toes. If you look close enough when I do, you might just see something extra. This thong doesn't offer much coverage back there, right? Ready? 3, 2, 1. Did you see it? Do you see my tight asshole staring back at you? We won't be doing anything with that tonight. But maybe down the road. Or maybe you saw my wet pussy lips. Dirty boy. You stopped stroking again. Is the thought of anal that enticing to you? I guess even good virgin boys like you want to get kinky. Don't go back to stroking just yet. Let's get back to the matter at hand, because now I'm here in only my underwear. A peach-colored matching set. My cute little pink thong and this lacy bra are all that are stopping your eyes from taking me in completely. And I want to change that as quickly as I can. Since your hands aren't on your cock anymore, I think I'd like to use them for something. I want you to help me take off my bra. It's easy. Trust me. I'm gonna sit down on the edge of the bed here, facing away from you. To take it off, all you need to do is pinch both hands on the sides here, between your thumb, pointer finger, and push them together. It's a simple hook clasp, so with the right movement, it opens right up. Go ahead, give it a try. Grab them just like that. Now, push your hands together. Oh, you got one of the hooks undone. Come on, one more. Good boy. Such a fast learner. Would you like to touch them? Of course you would. No looking just yet. Curl up behind me here and wrap your hands around my chest. Come on, don't be shy now. I want to feel your chest pressed against me. I can feel your breath on my neck, and it is so delicious. Now, I'll throw this bra off to the side, and I want your hands to take its place. Cup my breasts in your hand and softly run your hands around them. You can give them a light squeeze if you'd like. Just like that, yes. Trace your fingers around my nipples. Can you feel them getting harder under your touch? That is all you, my sweet boy. Go ahead, give them a light pinch. Gently knead them between your feet. Fuck. Just like that. Good. Good work. You are doing so well, baby. I don't want you to stop. There's more for us to get to. Since you did so well with my bra, I think I can trust you with taking off my thong as well. No fancy clasps or hooks or anything tricky involved with this one. Just a tug. They'll be down around my ankles. And I'll be completely naked. I'm gonna stand up. And I want you to come sit right where I was. Good. Now close your eyes. Yes, close them. Now. Oh, this is perfect. I know you can't see it, but with your stature, you are at the perfect height for me. Well, you'll find out in just a few moments. Lean your head forward just a bit. Right there. Spread your legs so I can move between them. Now in just a second, there's going to be a new scent in your nose. I want you to breathe it in, and if it's not too much for you, feel free to push yourself into it. Ready? Go ahead and breathe in. Wow. You really seem to be into that. Not everyone likes the smell of pussy, but you seem to be particularly ravenous for it. Lean as far forward as you want. Lean in till your nose finds my pussy. And rub your nose in it like a good little doggy. Yes. Oh, yes. My good little puppy. Your face is perfect for me to grind against. Do you like it? Do you like the aroma? How it just pervades every corner of your mind when you're pressed against it like this? Do you like that little sticky wet patch I'm leaving on you? Because I love it. I love seeing you like this. I have no doubt in my mind. You wish you could throw your eyes open and gaze up at this beautiful, stunning room. No. Girlfriend of yours grinding on you, her perfect tits out and her head thrown back in pure ecstasy, and your virgin face buried in her soaked fucking pussy. Hey, why'd you stop? I did say that, didn't I? I mean, yeah, it seems weird to talk about this now, of all times, with my pussy inches from your face, but you don't mind if I call myself your girlfriend, do you? Obviously, I want you. I want you so bad right now. I've wanted you so bad for months now, and if I don't get your cock in me soon, I'm going to fucking lose it. Sorry. I don't mean to get this hungry with you, but I've meant everything I've said to you tonight, and I want nothing more than to be yours in every way I can. You'll have me, right? You wouldn't deny me that, right? Yes? Perfect. Then fuck the teasing. Open your eyes. God, you're such a perfect boy for me. Sat there with your eyes closed through all of that. Get these fucking panties off me now. Please. I need you. I need your cock like it is fucking oxygen. Lay back and let me get these useless sweatpants off you. They have been keeping me from this. My fucking God, this beautiful, wonderful cock, this whole time. Time for me to jerk it off. Since you won't be in control anymore, I need you to do everything you can to hold it in, alright? No coming without my say-so, alright? I know it won't be easy, but my sweet little boy would never let me down, right? What do you want, baby? You want me to suck you off a little? You want me to wrap my lips around your head and take you down my throat? You won't come, right? No. You did so well during that little tease. There's no way you wouldn't be able to save that seed for my cunt. Don't let me down now, baby. With how much you're jacking off over here. You should have a good amount of stamina in this thing. What? Think I didn't notice how fast that trash can next to your computer filled up with tissues when I'd come in to visit? You're only sick, like, once a year. And I don't see any allergy meds in here. What else could you be using them for, you dirty boy? Did you jack it to the thought of fucking me? I bet you do. I bet you filled that can dozens of times over the thought of what we're finally doing. So much wasted cum. So much that could have been spilled inside me. Speaking of, I think it's time. Are you ready, my pretty boy? Are you ready to give your virginity over to me? I'll set myself right up over the tip here and press it against me. One little shove is all it'll take. Then you'll be inside me. With how soaking wet both of us are, there shouldn't be a single problem with going all the way in. Are you ready? 3, 2. What's wrong? You're scared? Scared of what? Of me? I'm sorry. Oh my god. I can see it in your eyes. You're actually scared of me. I don't know what came over me. I let myself get caught up in the moment so much that I stopped paying attention to how you were feeling. I'm so sorry, baby. I didn't mean to reduce you to a piece of meat like that. Such a sweet boy, and I've gone and made you feel like this. I didn't mean to lose myself like that. Do you still want to continue? I completely understand if you don't. I can get off right now, and we can just cuddle, or... You want to keep going? Oh, that is so good to hear. I should leave this moment to you. It's not a conquest for me to take. This is your moment, my sweet boy. I'm gonna lower myself back over your cock and let my pussy rest just over it. If you'll allow me, I'll align it so that your tip is right in line with where it needs to be. There. Feels good, right? Now, I'm gonna lean forward and kiss you. Whenever you're ready, I want you to thrust yourself upwards. Fill me and take me as yours. A condom, really? This late in the game and you're asking about a condom? Don't worry, I'm on the pill. I don't care if you come the second you put it in. I don't care if you fuck me for hours on end. As long as it's you, I'm fine with anything that happens from here on out. Let yourself go. And learn to just live in this moment, my love. Oh, fuck! Yes! Fuck! Come on. Don't stop thrusting now. God. That was so good. I thought I was keeping you on the edge. but I was really testing my own limits. Come on, keep going. Just like you're doing. Oh, this cock is perfect. Oh, it is perfect. Everything I've needed. Oh, baby, baby, you're what I've needed. God, for so long. Oh, what I've needed has been right in front of me. Oh, please, please, please keep fucking me. Oh, this is everything I hoped it would be. Fuck. Fill my fucking pussy, baby. Oh, my sweet baby. My sweet boy. Oh, my fucking perfect. Wonderful. Oh, amazing. Oh, darling, good boy. Oh, my good boy. Oh, my good boy, please. Fuck. Oh, fuck me a little more. Oh, I'm so fucking close already. Oh, you too. Oh, you too. Then let go. God, yes, let go whenever you want. Fuck. Let go. Shoot, you come inside me. Mark my fucking insides with every drop you have. Oh, God, yes, make me yours. Make me yours. Please, please, please. God, I'm begging. Oh, do it, do it. Oh, oh, I can feel it. Oh, oh, come, come for me. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm fuck. Oh. Oh, God, I can feel it throbbing in me. Oh, so, so fucking warm. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Oh, so. Oh, so. Can I lay down here, please? Thanks. Gosh, good. Good work. Really? Yeah. Did I say that? My love? Maybe you are. Maybe I do love you. What would you think about that? You've been everything to me over the last year, and now you can add the best fuck ever to that list, so maybe I should just stop before I dig myself any deeper. Let's just hold each other for now. Come nuzzle yourself between my breasts. Just like that. It's a bad idea to talk such heavy feelings with all these endorphins running through our minds, but I mean, it's probably a lot of truth in me saying that. But let's talk about this tomorrow morning over some of your homemade pancakes, okay? I want mine with chocolate chips and whipped cream. You won't forget, right? And make sure to make it with lots of love, like you always say you do, my sweet, good boy.